Live Radio, a Miami podcast. My name is Strut.
And I'm Draymond.
And yo, today is 305 day, March 5th. Yeah. And let me tell you, we're here at Live on 305, the Derrick G.
At Vivo.
You know, it's a Derrick G production, right? At Vivo in Dolphin Mall. Bro, and let me tell you, this is such a dope setup.
Shout out Derrick G
and the Unknown Group and Only in Dade, and all the radio stations are here representing each other. It's such a dope community. And we even have another podcast next to us, the official air. So shout out to them, UB, Air, everyone else,
THC crew,
you know, in the team. And then now we've opened up shop. The floodgates are open. And who's our first guest? Mr. Warlock. Welcome to the show.
305, baby. Warlock in the house.
Warlock without a C. Remember that? Bro.
So let me tell you guys, man. Warlock has come to the show. And funny enough, we see you more at events than at the studio or anything like that, man. What's good with you, my bro?
That's
how you
what
doing?
I do. I come out more to the events.
I'm more outside
than inside. I tell you that much.
I'm always outside.
I'm outside.
Slaps making music at events.
My bro, that's hey, right. Slaps all over, bro. Like you're like info status.
Nah, nah, nah.
I don't think anybody can beat him.
No,
right?
No. He beat everybody by a lot.
Facts. No. And shout out to info. He has a sneaker
brand new sneaker,
line.
Yeah, he got some brand
really
new
dope.
Sneaker. Super sick. He hooked me up with the exclusive. Bro. Really nice sneaker. I'm actually going to end up doing like a little small little photo shoot with the sneakers on soon.
Dope. Bro, those sneakers are dope.
Yeah, they're really fresh.
And then on top of that, he's got like 3D printed info phone booths.
He has phone booths. Yeah, he hooked me up with one as well.
Cojone, man.
Yeah, man. Super nice. Yeah, he's really.
We need a care package, info. We need
I'll
a care
to
package.
Him. I'll talk to him.
Yeah, holla at him, bro.
He'll definitely throw some stickers in there for you for sure.
Yes,
for sure
bro.
You're going to get stickers.
Yes.
Warlock, so what's up? What you been up to, man?
Been IE working, you know, like working on the music and just trying to stay busy. I just finished dropping a brand new music video with Street Bars.
Okay.
We did Return of the Pimp, and a couple months ago we did Live from the 305, which is... That's like the official song that I'm like pushing right now.
Dope.
But yeah, it's been going pretty good, man. Just trying to stay busy, trying to get back in the studio, trying to work more and just kind of just do what I need to do to move forward, you know?
My man is like, I got it. Every time we speak, you're like, you know, I'm working on music. You always working on music,
yeah,
so it's good.
I work on music. I gotta work on my craft. You know what I mean? I gotta stay busy.
That's what's up.
You know, I got life. We have the life where we're doing I'm doing the 9 to 5, and then when I'm not doing the 9 to 5, I have to like jump to the artist, you know, the artist side, because I got to pay the bills. Music's not paying the bills at the moment.
A lot of us do, you know.
I can imagine Warlock is at work or whatnot. He's like, yo, I could put a slap right here.
Bunch of times. I pass by a bunch of different spots. I'm like, oh, I'll hit that spot. But
I'm going to start splattering everywhere.
I usually don't, especially like at the workplace or like these big ass buildings that I end up going to, like, nah, I'm straight. I can't.
They're going to be like, yeah, sir, people, why is your associate tagging up all over my building?
Yeah, I'm not trying to get in trouble for putting up stickers in the wrong spot.
Shit, man. Neither am I, but hey, it's the way of the world, bro.
They got to get up. You got to get up, bro. It's what we do, man. You got to get up.
Yo, so let's, you know, stick it to the theme of today, 305 day. You've been you're born and raised here?
I was born in New Jersey, but I was raised in Miami. Yeah, I was born in Jersey, I think, 82. I was only there to like 83 or 84, so I was only there for like 2 years as a two-year-old, and then my parents ended up moving down south. They ended up moving to Miami, and I've been here ever since.
He's
I've been
a
here.
Miami
I've been
boy.
Basically I've been here 40 something years. So yeah, you know, like
it's this, right, my,
this,
Miami
my, this my city, man. My theme song is Live from a 305. Like, come on, bro.
That's
like, I'm not repping. I love Jersey, you know, but I'm not repping Jersey how I rep Miami, you know?
Facts. I'm with that. I tell you, you know, with everything that happens here in the city, what is one of your favorite? Who's your favorite musical artist?
Okay.
Who's your favorite artist? Does that Canvas?
Okay.
Murals, however you want to look at it. And what's been one of the most memorable things that you've experienced in the city?
Okay, so first one, I got a couple different artists, especially like Miami artists that I really like, especially underground artists, because I feel like a lot of underground artists don't end up getting the spotlight. But new people, like, or people that I've been like listening to and I've been coming up over the years and have been like making their mark and making their name. I fuck with Money Mowgli. I like Money Mowgli. Yeah.
Shout out Money Mowgli.
I like Shoddy.
Shout out Shoddy.
I like YK Hamilton.
Shout out to Hamilton.
Let me see who else. I like Jay Nix.
Okay.
Remember Jay Nix? Jay Nix.
It sounds really familiar. I have to hear the music.
I'll play you a song and you'll be like, oh, I know exactly who that is. Okay. But yeah, Jay Nix. Who else? Yeah, my usual suspects. You know what I mean? Like Homie G, also King Gwala, Salazar, Tabaquero.
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 Shout out to Tabaquero.
I love it, Tabaquero. Tabaquero's my dog, bro. Who else?
All right.
Yeah, I got a couple. There's a couple characters that like, I'm trying to think from off the top, but I would say most of the people I just said right now are the main people that I like. I listen to their stuff or I end up hearing their stuff. I'm like, all right, damn, this is dope. Like, these people are making their moves. They're doing what they need to do to stay, you know, to stay busy and stay alive in the 305.
All right. So what about artists?
Artists. I got a few, you know, like, you know, shout out to my boy Info. Info, he's always Info. Someone that I always look up to, especially putting up stickers and in the art world. But art-wise, there's a couple. Let me see. Like, I'm trying to think who's, like, my favorite artist. It's kind of tough because there's so many good, like,
give me
artists.
Two.
Are, like,
give me two.
Two artists. Okay.
You don't matter. Give me three.
Give me three. Okay. So, artist. Tessel.
Shout out Tessel. Okay.
Tessel, he's one of my favorite. Not because he's the Vandal King, but he but he really
he's
paints
dope,
really
dope.
Yeah, he paints really nice and his stuff is very clean. Yeah. Let me see who else I fuck with. I like Mep's stuff too as well.
Okay.
Abstract también.
Abstract.
He got some
dope
shoes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
does. He definitely does. I actually was talking to him seeing if I end up copying a pair of his kicks.
Awesome. What kind of kicks are they on?
I think they're like running shoes.
Skating.
I think it's like a type of like running shoe.
Running shoes. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like a running shoe.
Because that way, while you're bombing,
yeah, you can
and
run.
You must run.
You need
you
to
can run.
Run. Corre. Ponte a correr. But let me see who other
four
artists.
Four artists are made by artists, right?
So who? Four artists.
Let me see.
Was that three? Did you say
like,
four?
No,
that was
like two or three, maybe four. But there's a couple more artists.
That was good
I just
enough.
Can't think.
Good.
Yeah, I just can't enough. Think of everybody right now. Like if I start thinking of everybody, I'll like space out.
All right. So memorable. What's
memorable.
The most memorable thing that's happened to you in the city? It could be something that just recently happened, or like something that sticks out of your memory like a sore thumb.
Okay, so I'll go back like in the past. Something memorable. I think the first time I ended up meeting a couple of the Wu-Tang members.
Dope.
This was at Club Amnesia. I think it was like 98.
Club Amnesia.
98, 99. This was like maybe right after Trick Daddy ended up shooting his Nah video at the Amnesia because
oh, wow.
He shot the video there.
Yeah.
With Trina. And I think it was a couple, maybe that same year, maybe like sometime after that, I ended up meeting a couple of the Wu-Tang members. I got to meet Shaheem. I got to meet Nature from The Firm.
Nice, yeah.
U God was out there. Kind of met a couple heads. And it was memorable because I remember also DJ Khaled was playing and he was spinning, but he was like talking like a lot, like while he was playing.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, I was like, this dude, Ethan Opara, he's just there yapping. I was like, dude, let the fucking music play. But I remember he used to like get on there like
too
it was
hype.
Like 96.1, like back yeah. in the mix and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I think, but that's the era.
And that was the era.
You
and
know what I mean?
That's actually
the
a
era.
Part of Miami
probably,
history.
You know what?
John Cordero mentions a lot of that in his book.
He does.
You know what?
Yeah, shout out, John.
Thinking about that, he might have been probably doing a radio, you know, a radio uh-huh. thing since he was getting so much on the mic. But I remember he was like,
yo,
was
I mean,
on there a lot. I was like, coño, let the music play.
That's when he was playing reggae. That he was like, more fire, more fire.
More fire, the Arab attack.
Yeah, and then 9-11
happened. 9-11 came, they told Moya, cut that shit, Baba.
You gotta cut that out, bro.
Nah.
It's just like our
own. Nah, it is what it is. But nah, shout out to him. You know, he was out there. So I remember a couple different characters out there. I got to smoke with Shaheem from
nice.
The Wu-Tang. We were
nice.
Out there, and he, like, met him real quick. He offered, like, you know, like to blaze with him. I was like, all right, cool, all right. You know, take a couple hits and shit. I was still a JIT, but, you know, I can hang. I think he was a JIT, too. I think he was our same age. I think he was maybe like a year
older. Isn't that the curse? You're like, okay, I'll do it. I'm not supposed to, but I'll do it.
I'll do it. Nah, at that time, I was wild.
Those
I was
were the
running
days,
wild.
Though, you know? Yeah, we would get away with so much. Yeah.
I can't hate on that at all. I can't.
No, and I was, like, 16 in a club. Like, that's unheard of. Like, back in the days, you could get away with so much, especially at the beach. At the beach, you just run up into the beach, and just basically, if you had a hookup, they'll let
you were in.
Facts.
And you're Gucci. Yeah.
You were in.
And I was 16 in Amnesia, fumando, having a good time, partying, you know,
bro,
like.
You know, when we were doing 305 Magazine, we got lucky, and we did a release party at Amnesia. No, Amnesia?
Mansion.
Mansion. I'm sorry. Yeah, and I was like, yo, you guys remember Amnesia?
I sure do. I completely sure do.
Bro, you know the whole place for Club Amnesia was like state-of-the-art audio at the time. And it was like they invested millions of dollars, and then it shut down a year later. Una vienda así, something like that. Anyways, whatever, bro.
No, I feel you. But they used to have a lot of wild parties out there. I remember they said that they used to have like foam parties out there, but I think of Madhouse.
No, bro, listen, the foam parties at
Madhouse
Amnesia
was really cool too.
See what I'm saying? Like, she knows.
Was wild. Like, you'd look around and you go, I gotta go. Someone's gonna get molested.
Something bad is gonna happen.
I've never had that type of experience.
Bro, it's crazy because the foam would come out and clothes would fly. And people dress your bathing suits
and
stuff.
No, and you wouldn't even know who was, like, passing by next to you.
At all.
You have to be careful.
Bro, people lost their beepers, phones, chains,
a lot of crazy stuff
wallets.
Went down at those phones.
Watches.
Yo, you want to play dominoes?
Do you know how to play dominoes?
I kind of know how to play dominoes. I'm not, like, the best at playing dominoes.
Isn't your background Cuban?
Yeah, my background is Cuban. I can play dominoes, but I'm not, like, the domino king, you know? I'm not going to tell you. I'm like, ah.
All right, so then you can't be on my team.
All right.
Oh, man.
I'll be in someone else's team.
You'll be on my team,
You can be on my team. All right, cool.
How much? All right. Well, we got more people coming
in.
Little by little, you got more heads
coming
in.
Oh, that's the beauty of this, man. That's the beauty.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so how many features?
How many features?
So it's 7.
Okay.
All right, I got my 7. I got my 7 features. All right, so.
And the other ones, you just put them to the side.
Yeah, don't look at my dominoes,
don't be cheating, guys. So for those of you who are listening, by the time you guys listen to this podcast,
I'm going to end up winning.
No, so.
She didn't want me on her team. I'm going to get competitive.
I'm just going to say this, man.
We are playing dominoes because dominoes is a real Miami thing.
All right, bet.
You got all your features there.
So double six goes out. We're playing double six. And, of course, that would be me.
There you go.
Yeah. Dale, it's your go.
Coño, mejor. I'm got none. No, I'm playing. I got one.
So, what were your thoughts on this event? That there's an event on March 5th all the time.
I think it's dope.
Every year.
I think it's dope. But Miami has changed so much, but I still love that the original Miami heads are coming out and showing out. The OGs are basically coming out, showing out, and repping for the city. And, you know, it opens the doors for, like, the newcomers. Because there's a lot of new people from different places that are not originally from Miami.
That's true.
Miami's turning to, like, a New York. Like, you have everyone from everywhere else, and you have very few, like, original Miamians, you know?
We got to preserve the culture.
You got to preserve the culture.
And it's events like this that really do preserve the culture. You know, and then this year, we have 305 Day landed on a Thursday. Then on Saturday is
305
Day. Like, it's the, like, how do you say, like, what would you say? It's like trademarked 305 Day, the actual event. But it's so much going on in the city. You have two other, I think tonight, Flanagan's is having
everyone's having a little party.
You know what I mean? And that's, I think that's the beauty of it. You know, on our side of the fence, we're not only like part of the event, like for today, like live on 305, but we're still part of the community.
Of course,
we have to touch on all these things, and I just think it's beautiful, especially since we come out here. And yo, if y'all listening, if you guys can hear the DJ in the back,
it's been going in from Miami. Shout out all the DJs.
They're going in.
Shout out every DJ here.
Yeah, you man, guys, they've been putting on some dope music.
Oh yeah.
Perfect soundtrack. Classic.
Wait, hold on. It's my
go. You gotta go.
Yo,
you
guys
go.
Are looking at me like
any minute.
I
now.
Should be going like Papu. Man. You know what's your goal? Don't look at my.
I'm not looking. Not looking. I'm looking up. Looking up.
Bro, que falta respeto. All right, so we're here running this domino game while we're here. Warlock is not telling me nothing, and I'm right next to him.
Because I'm trying to figure out where I want to put this feature.
Okay, here we go. So I'm gonna give you fair warning. I'm going to win this.
Okay.
Just so you know.
You do what you gotta do. What you must. Do what you gotta do. Do what you must.
Yo, we got it. See if he can come back later. Yeah, man. So it's your go,
gotcha.
Señor Warlock.
Señor War.
Yo, so where'd the name Warlock come from?
Warlock, actually, that's a self-given name. I know some people, they usually end up, someone might give you your tag or someone might end up, you know, like, yo, calling you something, but I basically self-proclaimed Warlock to give myself the name.
I like magic.
I like sorcery. Yeah, no, I used to play D&D and stuff like that when I was a kid.
Dope. Okay.
But the name actually came from a comic book. It came from the Marvel comic book character, yeah. Adam Warlock.
I
used to like that character a lot, and I thought he was always dope. So I kind of grabbed his name. I didn't use the Adam. I just used the Warlock, and I took out the C. So it's Warlock. So I kind of changed the name, how it's spelled, and I just kind of ran with it since high school. Like, it's been since, like, 97.
That's dope.
So, yeah, Kasi, next year will be probably 30 years of me running with the name Warlock.
It's Warlock, it's your turn.
My turn, huh?
Drop some dominoes, bro.
Y'all trying to
my pieces, bro.
Y'all screwed me up
y'all
over here. Look at this. Look at this.
Anyway,
nothing.
Okay.
I got.
When you're playing with three people, because you're supposed to play with four, you pick one if you don't have one.
Oh, okay, so you want me to pick one?
You don't have one.
I don't got one.
You gotta pick until
pick
you
it
get
up,
one.
Bro.
Okay, got you. Oh, and you're gonna screw me up over here.
This
you're
is
like,
how
you better like either you get it or don't get it.
This is how you know I'm going to win.
Let's see. All right, a three or a two. Let's go for this one.
There
wait,
you
I
go.
Got bro.
Lucky. I got lucky. Y me abrió la
this
puerta.
Guy is opening up doors.
I'm opening up doors. Abrí
he's,
la puerta.
He's such a warlock. That's dope, man. So what you got coming down the pipeline, bro?
In the pipeline?
What you got coming? You're promoting one album now, one song
I'm
now.
I'm actually promoting Live from the 305, which is like my main record that I've been, you know, posting up now. I did Street Bars. They do like a mic drop and they do like a video. You ever heard of Street Bars?
Yeah.
They're pretty well known here in Miami, and their visuals are like really clear, very like the quality is very like high quality visuals.
Nice.
So I shot the Live from the 305 with them, and I did a mic drop with them, and we put it out maybe a couple months ago, and the song's been doing really well. I just got to keep pushing it, and hopefully in the next month or two, I'm probably going to shoot like an official music video for it.
Dope.
But right now I'm just kind of working on singles and hopefully put out an EP sometime this year. A poco poco, you know, like
nice
money, you know, like money's not coming in like how I want it to come in. So I have to kind of, you know,
you got to shuffle. You gotta
I got to shuffle.
Sure
I got to do something here, do something there, make some money here, make some money there, just in order for me to end up funding the career and funding the music.
So you're big back, like you definitely believe in investing in yourself.
You have to invest in yourself, because at this point the only person investing in me is me. Like,
facts.
I got no one else. Mommy and daddy ain't coming to invest, you know what I mean, or no one's giving me any money. it's not one of those things where you got to work for it. You literally got to work for it, and you got to make it happen, because if not, it'll be a thing.
All right, so do you feel that nowadays it's much easier for the independent artist to make moves versus the independent artist 5 years ago?
It is, and I think the game has changed. Like, the game has gone to a certain point where artists now, like, you could really invest in an artist and basically make money as an artist.
Yeah.
Putting out your work. It could be artwork, it could be music, it could be merch, whatever it is, as long as you get people to invest in you, you can make money. You could definitely make money, because I see a lot of heads making money, and people, they're doing really well just basically putting out their art, and they're making money from it. And I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
Ooh.
So who says that they were winning again, or?
Bro, you tell me.
Who said they were winning again? I don't know.
Until the fat lady sings.
Look, man.
You know.
I got one feature left. One piece
so
left.
So George has one piece left. I got two.
And I think I'm talking too soon, because.
But hold on,
this
let's
might be
see,
over.
Let's see.
Before I even do anything.
Next. I'm getting there. I got one left.
Damn.
Mira, I don't know how to play, but I know how to do the knock.
Damn.
I know how to knock on that.
So the knock, you knock when you don't have one.
Oh, sorry. Well, I knocked because I got one.
I knocked on the wrong door.
I got one.
Ugh. You got to pick.
Oh, no.
No.
What do you mean?
We gotta pick nothing.
Oh, no.
Pick nothing.
Look at that.
What are you talking about? You can't win like that.
Yeah, I can't win like that?
No.
Oh,
you gotta drive. It's gotta match. Babo, you think this is Tonk or something?
Now you know my feature. Now you know what feature I got. I gotta pick one up.
Pick one of the last two up.
Warlock, he thought he won, but.
And ladies and gentlemen,
maybe I screwed everybody up. Either I won or screwed everybody up.
Damn. Until it's over.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing?
What you got?
Ooh, got nothing,
so you still got some. You got some.
So, do you go?
Wow, bro.
Do any of you go?
She's ready to win. She's like.
This is Domino's. Motherfucker. Which way do you want me to
what
put
got,
it this
seven?
Way or that
yeah,
way?
She got
six. You lucky.
No, I
yeah,
already,
she
I
won.
Already
she won.
Oh, my God.
Which way do you she want me to put it?
She ended up putting it in. She dropped, and then no one else had. So, bam, she dropped
Dre
it.
Dre has
the
won
Domino's
the first
she was right.
Game of the
blood.
Day.
My grandmother would be proud right now.
She was right.
Game
she
is over.
She is a winner.
Damn it, Dre. Good job.
Yeah.
Good game, guys.
Awesome.
Good game.
Very competitive.
She's like, good game. You suck.
You showed your feature. You had the zero.
Yeah, bro.
This completely. I'm here knocking like.
Like,
I didn't have anything, which I didn't.
It's okay. It's okay.
I think I knocked at the right time.
We're learning.
We're learning.
This is about community.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know how to play dominoes, we'll teach you.
Come over here.
We'll teach you how to play dominoes. And you'll learn.
You'll learn one way or another.
You'll learn one way or another.
So, Warlock, have you had an opportunity to walk around the event? Did you just get here? What's going on with that?
I just literally walked in, so it was up to Miami Stadium, and kind of just saw a couple friends. They called me over, and then I kind of ran into you guys. So, you know, I always got to show love to my peeps. Always say what's up.
Very cool. Well, we hope that you have an amazing time at the event. It's always good to see you out and about.
Very blessed.
We look forward to all of your projects.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you came by. Shoot, we got to get you in the studio.
Okay. Get me into the studio.
All right, my bro. I'll see you. I'll check you out.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys.
Enjoy.
We got a slew of guests just popping up, playing dominoes with us.
What up, man?
Introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Luke Taleno. I am a freestyle rapper from Hialeah, Florida, with music all on all platforms, and you can catch me in South Beach freestyle rapping.
So you're in the beach. You have a setup.
Yep.
And all you do is rhyme.
Yep. I freestyle about what I see, I try to engage with people, get a crowd started, and just have fun, man, and show them what Miami's all about.
Would you be mad if I made you freestyle for me now? Is that too much pressure?
You want to do something real quick?
A little freestyle. I mean, we got music, all this loud music and stuff. Sorry.
You could rock to those beats, though.
We could do... I could give you a little written, a little verse so you can know what I'm about.
All right.
So, yo soy de Hialeah. y ese nombre se respeta. Directamente reportando de la ciudad que progresa, llegaron los cubanos y bueno, ¿qué más tú esperas? Trabajo y sacrificio hasta que se cumple la meta. Motivado por familia, orientado para soluciones. Aquí llegas con un peso y sales con los millones. Es más que progresar, aquí se aumentan los valores. Propiedades se cierran fácil con cash, transacciones. Chime con mi abuela, dominó con abuelito. Aquí se empieza la mañana con tostada y cafecito. En camino para el trabajo, el tráfico es un peligro, pero ando protegido, bendecido por Diosito.
¡Epa!
My man,
thank you.
Is tight work. Bro, what a dope. Hey, you on fire, bro.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Appreciate it.
So you only rhyme, you rhyme in English and Spanish?
In English and Spanish, yes.
Nice. And where are you from?
I was born in Cuba, raised in Hialeah, Florida.
Nice. Hialeah. One time for Hialeah, guys.
Hialeah.
Yo, so let's go ahead, Dre. You go first. So, double six, Dre.
Who was it, man?
All right, so 305 day.
Yeah, happy 305, baby, Miami.
Yeah.
Give me. What's one of your favorite things about Miami right now?
Oh man, this is where I was raised. This is my life. You know, total y cafecito. Nah, it's just the culture, man. Just what I grew up. Cuban family. Obviously, Miami is not just Cubans. It's full of so many different cultures and people. But just the hustle, the life that it brings into people, the you know, it's never a dull moment in Miami, you know, and I feel like that's what really makes it stand out to anywhere else. It's just never a dull moment here, and it's a city that I'm very proud to represent and very proud to be a part of.
That's what's up, man. And how long have you been doing music?
Since I was about 12 years old. So my story, it comes from being diagnosed with leukemia. That's where the name Luke comes from.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, at 13, I was diagnosed with leukemia, and rapping was my only outlet. And I would say it changed my life. And now, you know, standing at 27 years old, a father, a husband, and a man is chasing his dreams to, you know, provide a better message out in the world just through chasing my dream.
Hell, we're so happy to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, man, That's such a great story, though, man.
Thank you.
You battled leukemia, and
yep,
you've overcome the odds. You're here with us today. You working on any music?
Amen. Yeah, we got new music coming out. I have a new project coming out. Which is, nothing's like set in stone, but it's basically based around a live album off of South Beach, the freestyle raps in South Beach.
Dope.
Probably going to be called Luke on the Beach or South Beach Sessions, but it's based off of that. It's based off of like just the experiences that and the stories that I'm just picking up as I continue to do this out in South Beach.
Nice, man. And what's been one of the most memorable reactions you've had while doing this?
Honestly, it's got to be just the genuine love and support that people have for what I do.
Nice.
You know, the fact that people are willing to just see the value in what I'm doing out in the street. And you know, it's not like I'm just singing somebody else's song. Like, I'm coming up with things off the mind that will make you laugh. You were probably going through a bad day, and I just went and freestyled and complimented your shoes, and now you're, like, smiling.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of impact to have on people that I can't – it's hard to tie down. I've had so many. I would say one of the coolest moments is probably one guy that walked by me and didn't want to give me no attention whatsoever. Uh-huh. And I just freestyled something and made him laugh, and he turned around and gave me a $100 bill.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Hip-hop will change the world, bro.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That is dope. That's really good, man. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all the streaming platforms. Just looking up Luke Taleno, all together, LukeTaleno.
Perfect.
We're definitely going to be looking out for you, man. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys.
305 day here at Live at 305.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
We got to get you in the studio.
Hey, let's do it.
We got to talk.
Let's do it. No,
I'm telling you, man, like, that's such a good story, bro. I want to check out all the stuff that you have up.
Yep. We got to get into the swag, the tattoos.
We
got
to dig in.
He's not your typical looking Cuban.
I appreciate
either,
you
right?
guys for
at all.
I appreciate you guys for having me. It means a lot, just, you know, opening up your platform and letting me share my story. It's always a blessing. And thank you guys for giving people opportunity to do this.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Wish you all the best.
We're just glad there's creatives like yourself making it work, bro.
Hey, man, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for people like you putting us on. So
amen. Amen. Yo, stay tuned. we still have a lot more to cover on live on 305. It's 305 day, guys. We keep bumping into some great people here. And we have Chaos.
What's up, man?
You're going to have to hold the mic
chaos
like this.
Oh, okay.
Chaos from Grind Mode.
I can't keep these stickers because I got these on my composition book.
Oh,
this
what's
one
up
right here.
You keep that
I
one.
Just took a picture and put this on my Instagram like 4 days
you
ago.
That you is better what's have
up
it on there.
No, for real.
And let me tell you, man, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We got you scheduled for an upcoming episode of 305 Radio.
It's been long overdue. You've needed to come into the studio for a long time.
I'm excited too, man. Anything Miami based, I love it, man. It's home. And it just feel good being here.
You've been rocking for the city for so long, man. And you be putting out, because I see you at like every single event I ever go to, you're there.
Yeah,
I can't let up, man. Life too short to let up.
That's what's up. And how do you, you know, being a Miami native, what are some of your favorite things about the city?
Just the love, man. It's a lot of diversity. It's a lot of division, but it's a lot of love. And sometimes it depends on you, bro, like what you give attention to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My grandmother taught me when I was younger, God rest her soul, like whatever you feed gonna get bigger, stronger, faster. So that's what I, you know, that's what I kept feeding, the love, the positive energy. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's what's up. And I know you've had your success in music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you've seen a few different sides that most artists haven't.
Yeah.
What, he's seen it all.
I'm saying.
Most of it.
I mean, how's the love Miami, people from Miami get, artists from Miami get when they're out?
Right now, I'm in a phase where it's a lot of love.
When it first, too much love?
When it first started, it wasn't that much love. It looked good looking at it now, but when I look back, I ain't gonna lie, you really had to fight and scratch for the position of being, you know, in a position that I'm in, because you got to keep in mind, South Dade Juke Movement and South Miami Juke Movement, that kind of music had never been done.
Got it.
So it wasn't really accepted at first. That's one part of the story a lot of people don't understand. Like, it was like, Chaos, you rap like Tupac and DMX and Trick Daddy and JT Money, and now you out here doing this party music. Like, what are you doing? Like, get back to the street music.
Yeah.
It wasn't embraced at first, I'm going to be honest. But then when we got the kids, we got the women, we got the Latin community.
Y'all got everybody.
My hood stopped feeling like, kind of left out. Like, hold up, man. it was tough at first.
Man, but that's great, though.
Yeah.
You're like, I fought. I fought to have people understand.
Yeah.
Which is great, man. And I mean, like, how many videos you just recently put out?
Oh, man,
that was three,
this is the third said? Video, actually. Like, I dropped the first video called Hurts Like Hell on 303, which is my grandmother's birthday. I lost her to cancer, and I was like, she always liked that one song. That song is 20 years old.
Oh,
it's old, bruh. But then
you
somebody
have to bring it back.
But my fans, like, the three songs that in the three videos I just dropped, my fans like those so much.
Yeah.
I put a poll up, and they voted on these songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, you know what? Let me do something for her, pay homage.
Yeah.
Because she was actually supposed to sing on that song.
Ooh. Aww.
So, I like, when you hear me singing, I'm picking on her.
Okay.
And that's the Hurts Like Hell song. The next day we drop Prayer Changes Things, and I solely based on the whole video on suicide.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And suicide prevention, because we losing a lot of people to it. When I was growing up, that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
Now it is, and a lot of men are taking their life, and we don't want that.
Facts.
We want you to find a place to get that out.
Yeah, because, mental health awareness
is
a real
it's serious.
Thing.
Yeah. And today we dropped Wasted Our Time. And that's just basically me talking to the men like, if you love her, you like her, man, marry that girl, man. Don't wait 50 years like I right. did in the video. You know what I mean? So to show you how much time you could be wasting.
You got to appreciate the time you got, right?
Yeah, it goes fast. So, you know, that's really it in a nutshell. You know what I'm saying? Them three songs, them three videos, it was not no party records. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to touch my people. You know what I mean? So did some AI stuff. I've been practicing with AI, so that was the other thing too.
Dope.
You know what I mean?
Some
so,
cartoons.
Yeah,
you've
like
been doing a lot, man.
Yeah, so you're all in.
Yeah, definitely.
I always been.
I mean,
up,
when
man.
I started out pushing this music, I had my own street team. I hit all these events myself. People thought I was twins because they was like, there's no way he could be all over the place.
You got clones? Tell me the truth.
And he got a million plays on MySpace at that time. It was like, yeah, it was unheard of.
That is dope, man. Well, look, we're going to keep this short.
Yeah.
We're going to see you in a couple days to get your episode down packed. And I'm really excited to have you on the show,
man. And
we're
going to dig deep into the chaos of chaos.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go in. Y'all got me for an hour and about 30 minutes.
That is what's up. You're going to be performing that same day, right?
It's always such a pleasure to see you. You're one of those faces that we love seeing now.
I can't even remember. I got so much stuff on the calendar right now. I'm just going in right now.
What were you saying, Dre?
I just said it's always great to see you out and about. You're one of those faces we always look forward to seeing wherever we go. So, yeah.
Man, appreciate
the
love.
Thank you for everything you do in the city.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah. So we're going to check you out. Thanks for making a pit stop during Live on 305. It's 305
Happy
day,
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy 305 day,
it's
man.
It's about pride and not contention, boy.
Yeah. Give me my stickers, too. Don't try to take these back.
Another very special guest.
And let me tell you, got to give you props, bro. You came out during the first iteration of this party when it was called 305 Fest, and you got some dope pictures.
I appreciate that, man.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Give it up for my man, Jaden.
Thank you,
bro. Solid vibes, correct?
Solid vibes, bro.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
You remember.
Yeah, bro.
Thank you,
bro. We actually had, for the first 305 Fest, we had Zaza.
Zaza Vision. That's right. Shout out, Zaza.
And then the second year, we started working with Solid Vibes.
There you go.
And we just kind of stuck with Solid Vibes because he's solid, yo.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Got
he's
it.
Had dope people helping us.
We've been trying to get different photographers and different people to do different activations with us just to be in the sense of community. But sometimes you just click with certain people and you've been very helpful. You've dedicated a lot of even voluntary time to our project. So
it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor. You know, always got to keep the vibes pretty solid. You feel
me? That's what it is. Solid vibes.
You got it.
Yeah. Let's talk about you, man. Tell us about what you do and who you are in the community.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, besides photography, you know, I'm just a normal guy, you know, just living life day by day. You know, wake up in the morning, go to work to my 9-to-5, and then dedicate myself on the weekends or whenever I get booked. You know, I make time for it.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's pretty much who I am, you know, and I've been doing this for 11 years already.
Nice.
In February, it was already 11 years. So, yeah, man, I'm just trying to remain consistent as possible and to see where this journey takes me, you know?
Dre, you hear the one word that keeps coming up, right? Consistency.
That's important.
And I tell you, man, it's super important. I'm happy to hear everyone use it, and I'm glad to see that you're practicing what you preach.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, and I'm still learning, man. You know, we never stop learning. So, you know, so we never stop learning. So I'm still open to whatever, you know, is handed to me.
All right, so you already know. We drop a domino piece. Every guest has to. Now, what's your favorite thing about Miami right now?
Man, the diversity.
Okay.
The food. The whole culture in general, honestly, man, like when I first came to Miami, like I wasn't familiar with the culture, how it's structured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but as I got older, you know, I started going to all of the events. Like I fell in love with the city.
Nice.
You know, I'm a huge fan of every sports team, if you can tell.
Mindy, I was going to say, he's dressed in Miami gear from head to toe.
Yo, I got to show love. You know, I was raised here since I was 9 years old, and ever since, man, it's been a blessing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we're glad to have you. The city's glad to have you. I'm glad that you're here covering this event.
I appreciate it.
Please let everybody know where they can find you on social media and where they can check these dope pictures that you're going to put out for 305 Radio.
Oh, for sure. you guys can find me at Solid Vibes with the Z at the end.
Okay.
And, man, you'll be able to find all kinds of pictures of different events, musicians, mural artists, everything you can think of. I try my best to do it all. So that's where
Perfect.
You can find me, Solid Vibes.
That's what's up, man. Yo, my man, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thank you, brother.
We appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
It's always good to see you come out.
And, bro,
the guy does solid work, bro. You got to check him out. Always comes through. And, bro, you're going to see his pictures and be like, I didn't see him there. How did that happen? You know?
Of course.
I'm super excited about it. I'm so happy to see you here, bro.
Likewise.
And enjoy 305 day, my bro.
Always. Me too. You too, brother.
That's what's up.
Appreciate that, man.
It's only right to bring this next guest on.
And I'm so excited for all the success you've had with your podcast.
Thank you.
It's really dope. I'm a fan. We have the official air from the official air podcast.
Appreciate
you.
My
bro, introduce yourself, please.
Yo, yeah, official air, host of the Aircast, part of the THC crew, representing Hialeah, also from the 305. We out here, we live. And with my people out here, 305 Talk Radio, live on 305. It's a good look.
That is
I just want to say thank y'all for showing love. And honestly, there's no community without unity. So it takes people like us being able to sit down, converse, connect the dots, introduce people, network. So,
and I got to say, we call you Junior because you got to tell people, who's your dad?
Technically, my dad's Junior. So if we're being technical,
but I call you Junior.
I'm the third, which is only right because I be from the three. You feel me? But, yeah, shout out my pops. You be the underboss, you know, 305
Hip Hop.
Back in the day, Maybach Latino. You know, he's a legend, man. My pops, my right-hand man.
And we're very proud of you because you definitely are the heir, and we are very proud to see everything that you're doing in the community.
Thank you.
Everything that you're working towards, especially following your father's footsteps in the entertainment industry, especially putting on for the crib. So
putting on for the crib, keeping it lit out here. You know, it's prideful being a kid from Miami, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yo, so what's one of your favorite things that you've come across as for when you started in this path in entertainment?
So I've been making music my whole life, and what's cool about music is I think it's kind of like my cheat code. I like to tell my friends a lot of times, the cool thing about music is like, I've always have something to work towards. So I always have something to kind of keep me on focus. It's like, oh, you know, I want to go to New York. I want to go to Cali and all these places. But I've always been like, I'll get booked. Let me be focused. And, you know, it kind of keeps me something to look forward to the next day. Something I love about podcasting, my whole life as an artist, as a rapper, I've always been like, oh, you know, my dream. I know I've made it when Nardwar or Hot Ones invites me to do their interview.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, 31 years old now, I realized that day might not come. But what I could do is create that platform for other people. The reason why I want to go on those shows is because the questions are scripted and well-researched. The conversations are genuine and really good moments, and you get to really know an artist, a person, a personality that helps you buy into their art more. And I think I'm doing that with my show. And that's my goal, try to keep somebody comfortable on the show and really show the audience a different light of people that they've never seen before. So I really get a kick out of that. I love that.
Yo, so you tasted the bomb.
Tasted the bomb. Yeah, we ate it. It's incredible. Crazy.
Bro,
so painful.
Let me tell you, I got a story for you, bro.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I went to a hot sauce store in Sawgrass Mills at the time, and I saw the bomb. It's before Hot Ones.
Okay.
Bro, and the guy goes, oh, here, you wanna taste it?
He offered it to you?
Listen, because I picked it.
I
was like, what is this? He goes, you want to taste it? So while he's talking, it just turned into blah, blah, blah. And I grabbed the full Tostito and filled it up.
No, you didn't.
And I ate it.
No.
Bro.
How are you alive?
Listen, your reaction was everyone in that store's reaction. They were like, no. In slow motion. Bro, the manager came and goes, it was like in a hospital, in an ER. He was like, you, cream cheese. You, milk. You, do not swallow. What, bro? Yo, I sweated la gota gorda.
No, it's pain.
Bro, my body betrayed me that day. Betrayed me that day. That's why when I saw, I tasted it, I was like, oh.
In a way, we would betray our bodies by choosing to go through that, but it's almost like a tattoo you got to go through. You kind of want to know how it feels.
Bro, when you have a hot sauce like that, bro, it's another level of pain.
Shout out Sean Evans and anybody who's tried that.
Bro.
Insane. Do you like hot food, though? Do you like hot food? Do you normally eat? Oh, you went to a hot sauce store.
Well, not only that, but I've cooked for a long time.
Oh, really?
So I was a professional chef for a long time. But you only get paid if you're the owner. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
But I love food. I love all aspects of it. Making everything from scratch, I'm with that 100%.
Do you have favorite Miami foods? Like, what's like some stuff out here you can only get out here?
Bro, the guilty pleasure I have is if you tell me right now, oh, go to Eating House. Eating House is fire. You ever been to Eating House?
No.
Oh my,
listen. You gotta put me on.
You need to go to Eating House.
Okay, what do you get at Eating House?
Whatever you get, it's good.
That's how you know they don't play.
I'm telling you, bro. Yo, whenever anyone puts me down or they put me onto some kind of food, I'm there. I'll go there. If I got to spend a little bit more, I'm going to go for the experience. If it sucks, I'm not coming back.
100%, yeah.
But, yo, 90% of the time.
Gotta play the game. You gotta try it to figure out if you like it or not.
Bro. And let me tell you, like, what I love to go out and go to new spots.
Yeah.
Bro, so it's difficult to tell you one spot. But, like I said, Eating House pops up, comes to mind, because they've been at all these 305 events before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, now that we mentioned food, what's your favorite spot?
I love, I'm a Hialeah boy, man, so I got to shout out Moro Castle, shout out Molina's if you want to spend a dollar and be fancy.
Yeah.
Chico's is my spot, too. You know, they always show me and my family love. I'm big on
Hialeah,
man.
You sound like
man.
A foodie, bro. You are a foodie, huh?
The healthy choice is my healthy food, but the hungry Chico is my kind of stuff. The THC, baby.
Kid.
Charlie's, too.
Good
shout
thing
out
you're
Charlie.
Running, right?
Yes, that's why we run. Yes. We run to eat. It's balance. Life is about balance.
Run to eat.
100%.
That's a t-shirt.
It's a vicious cycle. I eat, I run, I eat.
Air, where can they find you? Where can they
find me?
Podcast?
Official Air everywhere. Official Air 305 on IG. The Aircast Pod, new episodes every week. We're going to drop a special episode for this. I hope to have you guys on in a few minutes.
Yes.
You know, I love it. I love y'all for tuning in. Show these people some love. And
I
what's
love
up, dawg?
That's what it is.
What's up, dawg? Shout out, Sergio.
Please introduce yourself.
Whoa, introduce myself. I like to reintroduce myself. My name is V. No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to drop some bars. He's going to drop
kidding,
some
I'm
bars.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My name is Vanessa, a.k.a. the Boss Lady V. I'm a photographer and a videographer by trade, and I also am the founder of the Rich Girl Mindset and BCB Agency. Ooh. To keep it short.
To keep it short, Rich Girl Mindset.
Because I'm a multiple, you know.
Personalities?
Yeah.
That too, right?
That part.
It's so good to see you. We were just saying it's been almost a decade already, right? We've been working, we've been grinding, we've been out here putting on for the city. So it's great to see you out and about.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We out here, baby.
Yeah, we still doing what we do, you know?
Still doing it.
We're doing the damn thing.
Tell me what brings you out to 305 day here at Live on 305 today.
Well, you know, it's funny because born and raised in the county of Dade, but I can't tell you if I've ever been to a 305 day event.
Well, now you have,
which
now.
Is nuts. And that's just
now.
Me, like from what I can remember, right? Like maybe I got hired once to like, and I don't remember, but I really don't think that I have.
And Vito's events, just so you know.
Right, exactly. But my boys over here at the Home Team Channel, the UBs.
Yes, shout out UB.
Yeah. They
official Air.
I don't know, he randomly hit me up and he was like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I didn't have much going on, so I was like, oh,
305 day.
And then
that
it was at Dolphin
nice.
Mall
well.
So I was like, oh, that's like parking, you know, you'd like to think of parking and stuff and like the
free parking.
Oh, yeah,
Miami is annoying for traffic and parking, so
done.
You know, if it makes sense, it makes sense, and it made sense, so
I'm
and I'm glad I'm here
sense.
I'm glad
yes,
I'm here it's a
whole
vibe
you.
I've been trying to bring everybody but nobody wants to last minute, I guess.
That is hysterical.
There's a lot to do, though.
Listen, Miami's last minute. Be last minute, you know?
Yo, ain't that the truth, though?
You feel me? Go with the flow.
What's your favorite thing about Miami?
My favorite thing about Miami as a city, or Miami as a people, or Miami as a culture,
you know,
or Miami
give me
as
those
a
three.
Community, or like,
give me,
or
give
like
one
is
of
that
these.
It? Maybe that's my favorite thing,
what
that it's
Miami
all those things.
You, right?
I think all three of those things.
I think it's all
maybe
that.
Four
and
of
that's
those
my favorite thing about Miami. I always say it like, because people always look at me and they're like, well, why? Like, why do you still live in Miami? And I'm like, ah. You know, like,
why not?
I can't even tell you why I don't still live in Miami. Like,
I feel you.
How am I going to answer you why not? Exactly. So it's like, Miami is Miami, bro. We got the sauce. We got the sauce.
Like no other.
We got the sauce.
Saucy sauce. That's good. That's good. So what's one of your favorite artists right now?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
You got
Damn.
Anybody from Miami
but
on your
are
playlist?
Are they from Miami? Like, exactly. That's a good question. I don't know if I have anybody from Miami. Maybe I got to be put on to some Miami artists.
We're going to have to put you on.
Yeah, which I've met some people here, and I've been connecting with them. So I'm like,
right.
Listen, I love music, I love art, and I'm here for it.
Beautiful.
So.
Making it work.
And I'll be honest with them, too.
Uh-oh.
Yo no tengo lengua. I mean, pelo en la lengua. Yeah, yeah.
Eso es lo que tú quieres. You want honesty.
Got to keep it real and authentic.
The harsh reality of life, kid.
Lee, so not where can everybody find you so they can connect with you?
So I always say my funnel page, because I'm multi-passionate. I do a lot of things. When people ask me, what do you do? I say, what the fuck don't I do?
Just follow me.
So follow me at The Boss Lady V, and that's like the easiest way that you could get to know me.
All right.
Hey, where is it we can find you?
The Boss Lady V. Normal. Spell it normal. The Boss Lady. We're not duh Boss Lady V. It's not that Miami, you know?
Yo, thanks for taking some time.
Nah, thank you,
guys. In this great event. And yeah, man.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing more of you.
Thank you.
All right. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
ESE Promotions bringing you the best in celebrities.
Hey.
Yeah, man. And you already know it's your boy Yundo in the building. Always feeling like a million.
That's
so I know
up.
You guys have been to several, or if not all, of the Live on 305 events since 305 Fest started.
Yeah.
So tell me, what brings you out to the event yet again?
Always to support 305. Y'all already know we're from here, you know what I mean? So we always got to support, you know, anything that happens with the 305, you know?
Definitely. The vibe, the culture, the people, they really treat you like family.
That's Beautiful. What's up. What's one of your favorite things about the 305?
Well, this is where I got my freedom, you know. This is where my family got their freedom first. So this is where we first got to experience freedom from Cuba, you know.
Amen.
And the regime there, yeah.
That is what's up. It's big. And so with promotions, is that, you know, tell me a little bit how you got into that.
I'm an international celebrity promoter. I'm a publicist and casting director. I also do international tours. So many avenues, you know what I mean?
Man stays busy.
Yeah, I also do, you know, independent artists as well.
All right.
So there's many avenues that I work on here.
That's what's up. And my man, like, how long you been doing music?
I would say making my own music probably about 5 years, but I got submerged in the hip-hop culture when I was 12, so probably like 15 years or so.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he did a lot of dancing. He was a dance teacher and all type of everything, too.
Dancing, DJ, videography. I wear many hats, you know.
So you've been there, done that.
Because we would have asked you for some dance moves and stuff right here.
Oh, he's definitely got them. He definitely got them.
For sure.
That is awesome. Yo, so what do you guys, right now, what do you guys, which Miami artists are you bumping the most?
Besides yourself, of course.
I don't
Besides
know.
Yourself.
I'm kind of liking that Trick Daddy coming back, man. Shout out Trick Daddy. Y'all already know what time it is, boy. We live on 305,
one
baby.
Of the OGs.
We here.
Yeah, man. That's a tough one. I keep hearing Pitbull, though. Definitely on repeat. Here's a Miami anthem with Lil Jon and stuff. So I would say
that's
definitely that one, probably.
That's Pitbull's definitely one of those artists that you think
Yundo's
of.
Yundo's actually got a Miami anthem of his own. It's called M.I.A.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about
this,
that
huh?
track.
You can find it on all platforms. And you could just go on my Instagram or any platform at Yundo Music. That's Y-B-N-D-O Music. And it'll be right there.
Okay. And if right now I went through your Spotify, your list of music, the most recent, top three,
I just dropped a song with Chaotic from Love & Hip Hop.
Okay.
The song's called Woman Crush Wednesday, or WCW. I would say that's the most recent. MIA is probably my most popular one.
Okay.
And then I have another one with a Latin-nominated Grammy Award-winning guitarist, Homero Gadiedo, and then pop star from Argentina. Her name is Gigi. We have a collaboration as well. It's called Sunkiss.
Shout out to Gigi and Homero. Ya tu sabes, bro.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on all platforms at Yundo Music.
Spell it out for them.
That's Y-V-N-D-O Music.
Music.
And you, sir?
ESE Promotions on all everything, you know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Man, it's everywhere.
Or you can
everywhere.
Google me, Elvis Basulto, and you'll find me there as well.
Well, we wish you both the best in all of your endeavors.
Thank you so
we
much
hope
for
you
having
an
yeah.
awesome time at Live
sure.
on 305.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Much
That's
better to love.
Live on 305, baby!
Another beautiful Miami lady represented on the ones and
in
twos.
The house.
Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
So my name is DJ Pee-wee. I am a DJ. I am an event organizer. I do a party called the Honey Party that is Miami-based and Miami-cultured, but we take it all around the world. So, yeah.
Put it on for the city.
But isn't that Miami culture, though, to take it worldwide?
100%. And people love Miami for a reason. So, you know, they get to feel a little bit of it when they go to the Honey Party.
What's your reason to love Miami?
I love Miami because it's sexy. I love anything sexy. I love anything diverse. I love anything unique. And I think that Miami embodies all three. So.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100% on that.
Yeah.
100%. So how long you been DJing?
14 years. Ooh. I can't believe I'm
amazing.
That. 14 years.
14 years.
And time flies. I used to get that question a lot when I started. And I was like, 6 months ago, 2 years. And now to say 14 years is like... Ooh. Insane.
And now you stay busy, 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 huh?
I'm trying. God willing.
That's what's up, man. That's always good news to stay busy with your passions.
Yes, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? So what's your favorite top three records right now from Miami?
Okay, not new, right? Just all around?
They don't have to be new, no.
Okay. Is this a Miami record, Earthquake from Lil Wayne? I feel like we only play that in Miami. That's one of my favorites. I'll give that not my number one, but one of the three.
Okay.
I love I Chico from Pitbull. Oh, okay. I love that song. Damn, I love that song. And then Naked Hustle from, how did I forget his name? Not Sam Sneak. How did I forget his name? Oh my God, I've had a day. But Naked Hustle, they know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had to tell someone outside of Miami about Miami, aside from what you've already said, sexy culture and everything.
Yeah.
What would be a selling point?
I live where you vacation.
Ooh.
You know, people come here to see a palm tree for the first time.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're out here, right?
Damn. Yeah. That's wild.
And I think there's like there's this New York hustle that everybody attributes like being up north to. But there's like a Miami hustle that it's that times 10.
It's unmatched, right?
It's unmatched. And you could get ran out of here real quick. And Miami's built very different. So, yeah, I live where you vacation. Hashtag that.
Talking about that, tell me about your wardrobe for today because you're rocking some 305 stuff. Is that custom? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what you're rocking.
So, I'm going to be real. Jack Daniels gave me this.
Okay.
And I did a Jack's Garage last year. And I was like, I'm 100% using this for 305 day. One day. And that one day happened to be today. So.
It's beautiful. Nice. Got some 305 stuff on it, flamingo.
I like the palm tree. Nice. Nice touch in. Pink palm tree.
Yes.
I dig it. I dig it. You could have gotten away with being like, yeah, I made this yesterday.
You know, I just didn't want someone to come for me because 100%, I would have gone with that, but yeah, I have a picture in it.
Pee-wee, so what made you commit to doing live on 305 with Derek G on such a beautiful day like today?
I love anything that is Miami-based. So when Derek G hit me up, like, I want you to be a part of this, I want you to represent, I was like, say less, you know? Anything that represents for the city, I'm on it, for sure.
That is dope. Now, where can we find you?
So all platforms at PEEXWeezy. I'll send it to you guys because that could be complicated. Right. But PXWeezy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for stopping by. We hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you.
We are live on 305.
Any last words for anyone listening?
If you're going to drink, make sure you work out. That's it.
You heard it here first. There it is.
And today we have...
the number one and only D-Money 3M.
My dog,
what's
D
up, y'all? Happy 305 day, everybody.
Do it.
Tell him who you are.
You know, if you don't know, I go by the name of D-Money 3M. I'm pretty sure you've probably seen a lot of my merch and my brand outside of Miami. If you've seen the Cash Pro Shop hat, it's probably
there's a Bass Pro Shops here at Dolphin Mall, right?
Oh, man, I should go in there.
You got to go post up over there,
for
bro.
For sure. That'd be a good idea. I think I'm about to go do that. I walk around and go, take some pictures for sure.
You know, he has his own brand, Cash Pro Shops.
Yeah, so the brand is called RNS, which stands for Respect Never Sleeps.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say something else.
Yeah, everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks that. And
that's just another acronym it stands for, right?
And that's just another acronym it stands for. So the Cash Pro Shops design is just one of my most popular designs.
Yeah, I see why.
Man, it took it by storm. A lot of people here in Miami wear Bass Pro Shops.
Facts.
And don't know how to fish.
And they don't fish, right?
It's ridiculous.
They're talking about campers, but they're talking about a different type of camping, right?
That's my whole point. Like, and that was one of the reasons why I even created the design, because I know you get money. If we do anything, we're all focused on hustling and making ourselves the better version of ourselves. So I know you're getting money every day, so that's why I created the Cash Pro Shops, and it just...
It took off.
I mean, it's dope, man.
It's everywhere, brother.
That is great.
Everywhere. I was just with Lil Duval. Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. I really want to try to take over Miami. You know what's so crazy? Like, Miami is a hard place to please.
Hell yeah.
Because we have that, like, who you think you is mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I can really stick this to the crib... Man, it's one of, as a matter of fact, today, since it's 305 day, my first collaboration with my brand is with well-renowned artist Atomico.
Oh, Atomico. Yes. Shout out Atomico.
Yes, yes. That's a great day. It's one of the best gifts I've given myself for 305 day. So me and Atomico have a collection that's coming out that we're working on soon.
Dope.
So today he's doing a giveaway. If you catch him at Panther Coffee, he's going to be there from 3 to 7. He has two exclusive one-on-one Cash Pro Shop Atomico hats. So he's doing one today, and I know I'm going to give y'all a sneak peek.
Give me the exclusive, D.
Friday. If you not already follow Atomico, follow me on Instagram at DMoney3M. Atomico, we're doing a giveaway on Friday.
Okay.
So today is what? Thursday?
It's already 7
Thursday,
o'clock.
So it's already tomorrow.
Well, shoot. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You better lock in fast.
Well, by the time they hear this, it's probably going to be long and gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we still got the exclusive.
Hey, man, you got the exclusive first. At least I told y'all before everybody. So.
And tell me a little bit about this collaboration, since it's already going to be put out there.
All right, so... With the Cash Pro Shop design, I have an exclusive all orange. You remember, Atomico is famous for the Orange Bowl orange, or his representation of the Orange Bowl orange. And this is my representation of, you know, that brand. So we're collaborating. He's doing a bunch of his art all over my hats. If you see my Instagram, I posted it today. So check my Instagram later and you'll see the hats that he did. Oh.
So we're going to have to bring you in for like a full-blown
you need to come
interview,
to the studio.
Get into
for
the
sure.
depths of all of that.
I'm down
but
for that.
But where can they find you on social media? Where can they find your music, all of that?
Every single thing you can think of, you put in DMoney3M and you will find me. I don't have no other aliases.
DMoney3M,
everybody. DMoney3M. If you want to follow the brand, RNS_clothing, that's the brand. I hope to see you all there. I hope to experience this journey with you. Happy 305 day, everybody.
Happy 305 day.
Thank you for taking your time to come and be with us.
Thank
as
you
well.
For having me. I appreciate
man,
that.
Introduce
I
yourself.
That. Man, they call me Untamed 305. You know what I mean? I had to put the 305 there, you know what I'm saying, so people can just know exactly how to look me up.
Know,
you know what I mean? Where I'm from, you know?
That's what's up, man. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent artist, underground, but I'm making my moves. I do this full time, you know. I was blessed to be able to do this and sell my merchandise and continue to do music for a living, you know. It's been 10 years in the making and I'm here. And so that's what I do, man. Sell my merch, my skateboards and my shirts and shorts, and I just do music and do tours and stuff, you know.
That's
so
dope.
I'm happy for that.
How many people came up here and like, I'm doing tours?
Hey, man, you gotta be on that grind and just keep doing what you're doing, you
that's
know.
Right.
I love it, man.
And that's part of the Miami life, right?
Yeah, man. You like that's what we known for. We just known for just hustling. You know, we don't stop. You know what I mean? From the Caribbean days, our people before us, and then they come here, they hustle. We grow up, we hustle. We don't stop, no matter what we doing, man. Dude, if I wasn't doing this, I'd still be on the streets trying to slay some flowers or some fruit, some water,
science,
or something.
Science, right?
You can't be broke out here.
You can't break a hustler's spirit.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But I love it. I love what I do. I love how the city, you know, the vibe, you know. I grew up here. I grew up in Kara City. So, you know, I've seen it, you know what I mean? So I love it, man.
Dope. And where can we find your music?
You can find it everywhere. Untamed 305 on all platforms. It's on Spotify, YouTube,
okay.
Tidal, anything. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah,
now,
man.
Now, what's one of your favorite things about Miami?
Oh, it's going to always be the food, man. The food. Yo, I'm a zoe, but I love everything
what
about
you be
the
eating?
Food.
What you be eating?
Me, I love legume and some dee sosoa. You know what I mean? That's some Haitian dish that I love. But also, I love eating, like, Colombian food, Nika, Venezuela. Like, I go everywhere, man. I try to eat what they got. You know what I mean?
One of my favorite Haitian dishes is grill.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
With pickles.
Yeah, that thing, that's
spicy.
Oh,
my God, bro.
Yeah.
I love it. So
you know,
good.
I tried this blood sausage from Argentina.
How was that?
It was crazy. I was like, they told me it's, like, it's straight up blood or how they
it's
cook
real
it. I was
blood,
like, yeah, it's, like, real blood. I was like, I got to try it. You know, I'm like that guy from the Discovery Channel. He be eating everything,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like that. I'm like, I'll try it once, you know what I mean? So I tried that. That shit was crazy, you know, but
yeah.
I dig it. I don't think I eat it often, but I had to try it.
Okay.
But you gave it a shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. That's good stuff, man.
What
you got coming up?
Oh, man, I'm getting ready to do some tours out in like Philly and North Carolina, Ohio area. A lot of up north stuff because most of my fan base started like in Jersey and up north. So I'm going up there doing more tours and steady promoting my new music video I got called Just Another Day.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. It went viral. So I appreciate that.
Congrats to you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, so just keep promoting that and doing me. But as far as like music projects, I'm not dropping no like a whole like discography
album
type
album. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just doing singles, you know, because people they don't really care. They, you know, give
it's
them
a different
single.
Time.
It's
right?
A different time. If it was like 2001, yeah, I drop like an album. But
yeah,
it's a different time. Throw out a single. If it do good, I get more people. Here goes a project. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But right now it's just singles and stuff. That's what
but
I'm.
But you're
doing.
Enjoying life. You're enjoying the
exactly.
moment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Enjoying
hey.
It.
You got to. You got to. The 305 day. And I'm loving it. I'm loving what you guys do. Got everybody out here tuning in, so I love it.
Hell yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
We're glad to have you on the show. Thanks
for
making a pit stop. Once again, where could we find you?
Untamed 305 on all platforms or ugskate.com.
All right. All right,
everyone.
Hey, stay tuned.
Live on 305.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
What up, y'all? My name is Tony MC. Hip-hop journalist here from South Florida, representing Broward County, Dade County, all the counties, just in South Florida. We might as well be our own state at this point.
Tell the truth, you're wearing a Miami shirt, man.
I am, man. You know, it's 305 day, you know, I got to represent.
And you got a head on. So.
Yeah, man, got to represent, got to represent. Shout out to y'all, man, 305 Radio, what's up?
That's what's up,
man.
That's
Thank
what's up.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
Tell me a little bit about what brings you to Live on 305.
Well, first of all, shout out to Derek G, the reason we're here, right? Because that's my dog. You know, I feel like he has created something that's definitely for the culture of not only from Miami, but, you know, for everybody that's born and raised in the county of Dade, you know what I mean? You know, for me, like, I love to be out here and just experience it all, you know what I mean? Like, the art, the music, the vibes, the people, you know what I mean? Like, getting to do stuff like this and talking to you guys, like, it's all part of that. So that's why I'm here.
Well, you get to talk to everybody, right? Because I see you at every event. I see you on every radio station. I see you doing all these things. Tell me what's your favorite part about Miami and what you do.
Man, first of all, favorite part about what I do is I get to talk to the coolest people in the world, right? I get to talk to artists. I get to talk to visual artists, rappers, management, people within the music industry that are making a lot of moves.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite part, just being able to talk to them, get to tell their story. And then my favorite part about Miami, man, just, you know, just being able to walk out down the street and be able to feel at home. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Cuban, Puerto Rican, so, like, you know, todo mi gente está ahí, you know what I mean? Like, just being able to just, like, drive around in the city and, you know, feel like I've never left my house. Like, that's the best part. Okay. And obviously, the food.
That's what's up.
And what Miami artists are you listening to right now?
Man, obviously the classics. You know, Trick Daddy's always in my playlist. You know, shout out to Trina. Briscoe's early records. You know, shout out to Briscoe. I just saw him earlier today for 305 day. And then, you know, you got the new cats too, man. You know, shout out to Bushy B. Bushy B is doing a lot of work right now. Obviously, his record Scared is going crazy right now. So, you know, I'm definitely got him in my playlist.
Okay.
But, you know, also you got to shout out the ladies too, man. Young Miami, JT, they always doing their thing. V-Stuck, you know, all the ladies out here. Jayla Anderson, you know what I mean? So it's really dope to see all the Miami artists do their thing, whether they're like, you know, global superstars, you know, like Booyah and all those guys too, or, you know, the local cats that are doing their thing.
What's something that you can tell to anybody here in Miami about the experience here at Live on 305?
Man, the experience here at Live 305, it's just amazing to see, like I said, like the culture of it, right? Like, you got the car culture, you got the art culture, you got the music, all the DJs that are going to be here mixing it live. You know, you've got visual artists right here. You got Dissim right here, like, you know, graffiti artists and stuff like that too. So I feel like those are the best elements of it. And I feel like this location in general, first of all, shout out to Sweetwater, Kendall, you know, all that. Like, I used to live around this area because I used to go to FIU. So, like, you know, I graduated from FIU. Yeah. I live off of 137th and Miller.
So La Sauecera.
Around that area. So, you know, I love that area. You know, I have family that lives down here too. So, like, I love this area. And I actually, one of my first jobs when I was in college was in this mall. So I opened the Nike store next door.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, I'm one of the founding members of that.
Right?
Yeah. So it's really dope.
History over here.
Yeah, you already know, man.
Tony, what can we expect from you in the near future?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm starting a family this year, so that's really big. That's really meaningful to me. And then, you know, just being able to continue to do what I do, man. Like, you know, shout out to 135 The Beat. Like, that's my family up there, so I work with them a lot. You know, the whole iHeartRadio family. And, you know, just being able to do the kind of content that I do all the time, like, it's just a blessing to be able to do that. You know, do more interviews, more event coverage. You know, you got Rolling Loud that's coming up. Obviously, it's the first year outside of Miami. Yeah. But we're going to be out there, too.
Nice. We're going to be representing for the 305 out there, right?
Hell yeah.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is all Miami love.
Exactly.
So we're really happy that you make it a pit stop here at
of
305
course.
Radio.
Yeah, man. And shout out 305
we'll
Radio.
We'll be checking you out soon, man.
Yeah, man. You already know. If y'all don't already, make sure to follow me at @_TonyMC. And make sure to follow the podcast at @RapBasil305. That's my podcast where I talk to visual artists, graffiti artists, people that are making moves in the art world as well. So, you know, definitely check that out as well.
You got to get him in the studio, man.
Hey, I'm down, man.
Got to get
Let
you
me
in
know.
The studio. That's what's up, man. Thank you so much, man.
Of course,
Happy 305 day, though.
Yes, sir. Happy 305 day.